We subsequently secured funding from the National Institutes of Mental Health to compare the effects of EMDR with standard doses of Prozac or a placebo. Of our 88 subjects, 30 received EMDR, 28 Prozac, and the rest the sugar pill. As often happens, the people on placebo did well. After 8 weeks, their 42% improvement was greater than that for many other treatments that are promoted as evidence-based. The group on Prozac did slightly better than the placebo group, but barely so. This is typical of most studies of drugs for PTSD. Simply showing up brings about a 30% to 42% improvement. When drugs work, they add an additional 5 to 15%. However, the patients on EMDR did substantially better than those on either Prozac or the placebo. After 8 EMDR sessions, 1 in 4 were completely cured. Their PTSD scores had dropped to negligible levels, compared with 1 in 10 of the Prozac group. But the real difference occurred over time. When we interviewed our subjects 8 months later, 60% of those who had received EMDR scored as being completely cured. As the great psychiatrist Milton Erickson said, "Once you kick the log, the river will start flowing." Once people started to integrate their traumatic memories, they spontaneously continued to improve. In contrast, all those who had taken Prozac relapsed when they went off the drug. This study was significant because it demonstrated that a focused trauma-specific therapy for PTSD, like EMDR, could be much more effective than medication. Other studies have confirmed that if patients take Prozac or related drugs like Celexa, Paxil, and Zoloft, their PTSD symptoms often improve, but only as long as they keep taking them. This makes drug treatment much more expensive in the long run. Interestingly, despite Prozac's status as a major antidepressant, in our study, EMDR also produced a greater reduction in depression scores than taking the antidepressant.